Look who just showed up at the community studio, Brandy Marchetti.
Good morning, guys. It's been forever.
I know, it's been a little while, but that doesn't mean nothing's been going on for Ride for a Cure. Tell us about, for those who maybe are new to the area, what is Ride for a Cure?
Ride for a Cure is a cancer awareness organization that raises money for cancer centers right here in Maine. We have been in business, if you will, since 2020. We've raised over $75,000 since then. And the money that we raise goes right here to local cancer centers. So the Beth Wright Center, Christine B., Team Haley's Hugs. You guys, I don't think we were here when Dean Snell Foundation and Topsum got added. We have Pinkeristic. We have Brian's Cancer Ride Foundation. All these organizations focus on patient care only. That doesn't include research, and it does not include admin costs.
Some people wonder about that. So this really is local. You're helping people locally who are directly affected by this and need the support.
We are, 100%. Everything that we raise goes right back into our community.
Wow.
Well, so Brandy, you are so good at coming up with these creative fundraising ideas. What is next on the agenda for Ride for a Cure?
So we are actually playing poker on the trails. So we have our ATVs and Aces poker ride coming up this weekend.
All right. She's going to tell us more about that, and then she'll tell us about a few things that we need to keep our eye on as well.
All right. Brandy Marchetti of Ride for a Cure is with us on Star 97.7. More next. Brandy Marchetti is with us of Ride for a Cure. Brandy, you've always got cool stuff coming up to kick cancer's butt. And this weekend, ATVs and Aces Poker for a Cure. What is this?
So we are actually going to be playing poker on the ATV trails this weekend. The Wilderness Lodge out on Route 9 in Township 24 has agreed to sponsor a bunch of crazies in tutus for the weekend.
Oh boy.
Yep. We are actually going up and staying the night with them. So they've opened up the lodge to our group and they had 10 rooms available. So we've about sold them out. So if you want to check out them and see if there's still rooms available, you can stay all weekend. But we're going to be playing poker. You're going to be able to go out on the trail, pick up your cards for your poker hand.
So are there different stops? How does that work?
Yep, there's 4 stops out on the trail. We have maps at the at what we're going to call the clubhouse at the lodge with where you're going to stop and pick up your hands. It's $5 a hand to play. I do have to say, unfortunately, you do have to be 18 or older to participate in the playing of poker.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But stop, pick up your hands, and grab them and go ride. And we'll have a 50-50. We'll have a couple of raffles. The Wilderness Lodge donated a Canyon cooler, which is gorgeous.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah. Maine Synthetics donated a pink gas jug, which is, again, beautiful. I'm going to try to make sure that makes it to the raffle table. And Ride the North has donated a cooler, just a little handheld cooler with all kinds of fun little trinkets and shot glasses and flasks and all the things.
Awesome.
So, yeah, come out, ride with us. And after all of the riding, we're going to have a band. Strawberry Jam is going to be playing music for us from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock that night. It's a bunch of young men and women, 19 to 20-year-olds, that are going to be playing music so we can dance and have fun.
Well, that's awesome.
Sounds like a great event, a great way to raise money to fight cancer.
100% is, and it's going to be fun. I'm going to be wearing my tutus. My committee's going to be wearing our tutus. So, you know, it's going to be a great time.
And Brandy, if we have people listening right now and they're learning about Ride for a Cure and they're thinking, that's an organization I want to become a part of, how can they do that?
Yeah, so they can find us on Facebook, Ride for a Cure in Hancock County. They can also find us at rideforacure.net. My social media pages are not completely updated as far as website, but you can definitely get information on how to get in touch with us through there.
All right. Awesome.
Brandy Marchetti, Ride for a Cure. Always great to have you with us, Brandy.
You guys, too. I appreciate you so much.